Honorable committee members, as the head of the International Center for Civil Initiatives, our House, I appeal to the CEDAW Committee for action. Article 2, deprivation of adequate nutrition. Belarus institutionalized discriminatory food policies, setting adult women's nutritional needs below those of 6 years old. In prison, women and girls face a big malnutrition as essential foods like fruits, nuts, and dairy are excluded, leading to long-term health risk. Article 3, suppression of women's public participation. State media, Belarus Today, has published execution list targeting women human rights defenders, including myself, Olga Karach, and Veronika Tsapkala. The Belarusian KGB labeled 29 women activists, including me, as terrorists, despite our peaceful work. I've been falsely labeled as extremist 19 times and sentenced in absentia to 12 years of prison without due process or legal representation. Even in exile, we face transnational repressions, as seen in the espionage case of a Lithuanian lawyer recruited by Belarusian KGB to spy on my organization, Our House in Lithuania. Women also face child removal, punitive psychiatric confinement, and in prison, political prisoners are stigmatized, forced to wear yellow patches like Jews during the Holocaust. Article 3, forced labor in prison and punitive practices against minor girls. Women prisoners, including girls from 14 years old, endure forced labor, earning 1, 5, 10 euros per month with punishment like solitary confinement for unmet quotas. Under Article 328, girls as young as 14 face 8-10 years sentence in adult penal colonies suffering abuse and torture. Thank you.